your name.
And Alex.
Before bed. How are you?
No, I'm not sleepy at all.
Oh, no? Not at all?
I have so much energy.
Uh-huh.
It's just...
Even it's now 10:30?
Yeah.
Don't lie.
Okay, I'm tired.
Okay.
You surprised me with the podcast today. I didn't know we would do one so soon.
Yeah, we didn't have any schedule to do podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I was washing the dishes,
mm-hmm.
and I was a little bit emotional.
Okay.
So I think I want to have a podcast with you.
I'm really scared right now.
have an episode with you about this topic.
Oh, God. Okay.
Warning, I think it's sensitive.
Okay.
With you too.
I'm scared
so
already.
If you're
now
not,
I'm more scared.
If you're not ready and open to share your stories,
okay.
You can just listen to my story.
Okay.
Okay. The topic is family.
That's not scary for me. Oh, well, my mom might listen, so. But I have nothing bad to say about anybody, so it's fine.
The darkness in family. How about that?
Okay, I'm going to do a lot of listening.
Okay, so, no, my emotion came from a very happy thinking. Happy
you know, your thought. Parents might listen, too.
I will not do any Vietnamese.
You put it on Facebook.
Just kidding. I will do some Vietnamese later. But actually, my story is a good story.
Okay.
Yeah, so remember that 2 weeks ago, I got some drama thing happened?
No.
Between me and some crazy...
Yeah, I would have a very unobservant boyfriend to not notice that drama.
Okay. And you also remember that my family's really supportive?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were really supportive. And yeah, I thought about that. What if people keep talking behind my back and saying bad thing and untrue thing?
Yeah.
And I thought about my mom and my dad because I feel so bad that they got involved in this drama.
Right.
Because my friend contacted them and say bad things about me.
Right.
And bad things about them too. So I feel bad about that. I don't think anybody in this world want their parents listen to bad things about their children.
For sure.
Right. So I think it's really nonsense that she did that. But my dad, he's really strong. He talked to me that, well, I believe in my daughter. And he really encouraged me. He said that, I am proud of you so much that you live there by yourself and good things happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
You got a job and you got everything settled out. So I'm happy for you. So I don't care about anybody talk about you.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. That's really nice.
Yeah. So literally, he told me that he didn't believe in anything that people talk about me.
Yeah. Well, that's a good parent. I mean, you know, when I got in trouble when I was a kid, the good thing I could rely on with my parents is that they would always listen to my version of the story.
Yeah. That's
first.
That's really important.
Yes.
Yeah. And also my mom, she's really cute. She has another version of that kind of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, I couldn't understand. I knew you for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody keep talking good things about you. Why this happened? I couldn't understand. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to understand. She's really cute. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's moms. The moms are like, how could anyone say anything bad about my baby?
Right. And then I sent a message to a family group on my Facebook saying that I feel really grateful mm-hmm. and happy because I have my family support me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the very first time I ever said that.
Oh, that's nice.
I can make some excuse like our culture, we not usually talking things like that to each other. like, thank you, I love you, something like that, you know? But the fact is that I don't think that I was close to my family since I was 18. So I didn't listen to my mom to get into the university that she wanted me to do. I didn't want to be a banker. And then...
Who wants to be a banker?
And then I ran away to Korea. And the whole family was not happy much about that.
Yeah, we have that in common.
Yeah. Even I got the scholarship and everything got covered. But yeah, my family was not happy with my decision because I didn't plan anything with them.
Right.
I just secretly applied and then make the whole documents. And then, and then just 1 week before the flight, I told them.
I see it very similar. I think I only told, like, you know, a little bit before the time.
Yeah. And then I was in Korea. And then I came back. And once again, my mom wanted me to become a banker. I refused to do that again. And I worked with my friends in a startup company.
Right.
I was totally broke at that time. And yeah, so it's a lot of conflicts in the family since I was 18 until now. But then I feel like the last 2 years is very good time that I have a good bond with my family. Yeah, I talk to my mom more. I talk to my dad more. I talk to my brother more. I feel happy. But then the sad thing is that as soon as I feel the relationship with my parents and my brother getting better, I'm so far away. Yeah, so I cannot be with them. So all I can do right now is being happy and being confident in what I'm doing so that they will less worry about me. Not like totally not worry at all, right? But maybe less worry, smiling so that they knew that I'm happy here. So that's a story. That's the things that I want to talk to you today. There's no article, there's no research data. Yeah. So that's it. That's my story.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to share anything?
Well, you're really putting me on the spot. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I knew that you had some same problem, some same conflicts. Not same conflicts, but you didn't do things that your father wanted you to do, right? How about now?
Oh,
we can end up episode now and go to bed so that that's, Alex doesn't need to share.
That's fine. I don't know. I didn't do things the traditional way that a good Asian Canadian kid would do, where the parent tells you you need to be a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer. You know, it still worked out, I guess.
But you're good now. You become the one that he almost wanted you to be. Almost. Not exactly. Now you and your father can share a lot of things about technology and working in technology industry, right?
Right. I don't know if I'm a success story or not. I left. I did my own thing. That was really fun. But I didn't have the courage to keep going against the normal way of doing things. So I went back and now I'm doing things the normal way. You know, having a professional job and living a normal life in Canada. But it's not like that's amazing either. I mean, I like what I'm building here, but you know, it's not like I went away and then broke free from the corporate machine. No, I'm like working for the man. Like I you know, when I came back, I put on a suit and went downtown every day to work with all the other people. So it felt like I don't know what I escaped from. I just came right back to it. But yeah, in a metric, I'm successful or whatever. And I'm really happy that I have a good relationship with my parents. Like you said, I had to go a long way and go through a lot of things to get to the place where we have a really good relationship.
Okay, a little bit of Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Hôm nay thì Vi bất chợt nhớ về ba mẹ và anh trai ở Việt Nam rất là nhiều. Cho nên là Vi mới nghĩ đến chuyện là mình chia sẻ với Alex một chút xíu. Vi và Alex cùng có một cái trải nghiệm là tụi Vi không có đi theo cái con đường mà gia đình đã định sẵn. Vi thì mẹ Vi làm ngân hàng cho nên là lúc nào cũng muốn Vi làm ngân hàng hết. công việc nó cũng phù hợp với phụ nữ, nhất là có gia đình nữa. Nhưng mà Vi thì không hề nghe lời mẹ. Tốt nghiệp cấp 3 một cái là Vi chọn trường đại học như Vi mong muốn thôi. Xong rồi cũng âm thầm lặng lẽ làm hồ sơ đi du học Hàn Quốc. Đi xong rồi về rồi thì làm khởi nghiệp. Nói chung là cả một chặng đường nó có rất là nhiều cái lên và xuống và không có được cái sự đồng thuận của gia đình nhiều. Nhưng mà mới gần đây á, thì Vi bị một cái incident là có những cái lời ra tiếng vào không có hay. Thì đến tai ba mẹ Vi, nhưng mà ba mẹ thì cực kỳ rất là ngầu. Ba thì ba nói hả là con gái mình thì mình tin chứ ba cái đó mình tin làm cái gì. Mẹ thì mẹ nói dễ thương hơn, mẹ nói là mẹ không hiểu nổi luôn á. Trước giờ con sống rất là mọi người ai cũng khen, chuyện này xảy ra thiệt tình mẹ cũng không tưởng tượng ra là có nữa. Đó thì Vi cảm thấy rất là hạnh phúc á, kiểu như là ở bên đây thì chỉ có bạn bè là mình nâng đỡ lẫn nhau thôi, nhưng mà thực sự là cái sự ủng hộ từ gia đình nó rất là lớn, nó làm cho mình có cái niềm tin vào cái lựa chọn và vào cái con người của mình hơn. Thì Alex cũng chia sẻ thêm là Alex cũng có mối quan hệ tốt đẹp với ba mẹ trong thời gian gần đây. Hồi xưa thì cũng có nhiều vấn đề, nhưng mà bây giờ thì đỡ rồi. So you feel happy about your relationship with your parents right now and feel grateful?
Yeah, I mean, my parents and I are adults in an adult relationship now. It is a very Western way of looking at things, by the way. I mean, I know that if we talk about parent to child relationships, it's going to be different across cultures. We have that very Westernized approach where I'm an adult, they're an adult, they're living their own lives, and we don't owe each other anything. That's a very different perspective, right? So I get to live my life, they get to live their life, and we respect each other and we help each other and we care for each other, but we don't influence each other, right? So it's kind of like being buddies with with parental stuff on top, and then yeah.
I don't think my mother understand
That way of thinking.
that way of thinking.
Right.
But I totally understand, and I always have a feeling like I own my parents a lot, and I need to do something for them. That's okay. It's just mindset, just culture.
Yeah, I mean, there's good and bad, right? Like, owing each other things means you give each other things, in terms of money and time and care. That's a deep, deep topic. What I was gonna ask you though, and again, it's another dangerous territory, but the real interesting thing for me when we were talking is the fact that we come from different countries, we went there for different reasons. Similar to the last episode, but we both went against our parents' wishes to go to Korea. And we both have this very similar story of deciding to go there, keeping it a secret, planning it, telling it to our parents, and then our parents saying, "We don't accept this and we're going to cut you off as a result of you going there." It's the same story. I guess what I'm wondering is, why do you think your parents did that? How did you feel? And then how did they overcome that and repair your relationship? Do you want to talk about that? Is that too
I have no idea. I
hard?
have no idea why they did that.
Yeah.
I can guess, but
You don't have to talk about
I mean, and I really don't know how they get it through.
it. You
how
don't
they
have
got it through. I think until now, I think my parents already accept the way I am. It's
Isn't it
really
because you're
stubborn.
successful?
I'm happy, so they okay.
Right.
But back then, I don't know. It's really hard for them, I can imagine. It was like, oh, she's out of control.
Yeah, that's what it is.
What should I do?
Not out of control in the English way of speaking where you're wild. I think it's out of control is out of my control. Maybe.
Out of their control.
Yeah, that's how it was. I think there was a plan and there was a secret agreement in the air between everybody in
Like
the
you need to
family.
listen to me, do whatever I want you to do,
Yeah.
but then she's totally different.
Things were gonna go a certain way. And that was always the plan. But to speak on behalf of people who have situations like mine, it's not like every kid wakes up and agrees to live that life where they go to school and get A's and become a dentist and make six figures. I don't think everyone, the kids might get told that all their life and then slowly start to accept and agree to it, but it's not maybe in their hearts, you know. So there's a secret agreement in the air, and when you break that agreement, especially the way we did, suddenly
yeah, they have no reparation.
Yeah, but I don't know why you did it like that. I did it like that because I don't think I could have handled the fighting for a long time. I wouldn't tell that 3 months in advance and then have a big fight. Or maybe I would get kicked out of the house or something.
Exactly the same reason. I couldn't say, oh, I plan to study abroad.
Yeah, they would try and stop me too.
Yeah, my parents would try to stop me right away. Yeah. Or we would be deep into the conversation about the money, finance plan. No, not good. No. Maybe wait, something like that.
And it was, I think we're the same. It was like we would 100%, everything was ready to go.
Yeah.
When we have a discussion. Like I have the visa, I have the ticket.
Yeah. That's my feeling too.
Oh, yeah.
But it was so bad when I told my mom that I need a visa to go to Korea. And she was like, what? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad. I cannot remember, but I think she cried.
Oh, God. I don't know. It's such a hard thing to talk. I don't know why we would talk about it.
Yeah. It's so tough for her, especially my mom that faced a daughter like me. So stubborn and unpredictable and totally weird.
Well, hopefully, and I'm sure that it's true, that our parents realize now that we got a lot of value out of living our lives in a different way.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Okay. That's it for today.
too much.
Okay.
Everybody eat Starbucks. That's promo code VNAlex/Starbucks.
You get upset with the sponsorship. Everyone, it's just all joking.
If we
have no money from any sponsorship.
Look, listen, are you walking around day after day waiting for a stranger to compliment you on maybe the book you're reading or the drink you're drinking? Don't wait any longer. Go to VNAlex/Starbucks, get promo code VNAlex. You can get a Starbucks order. If you are not hit on by a random stranger within the first three visits, 100% money back guarantee.
What if some people believe in that and then follow it and then sue us? Sue Starbucks.
That's VNAlex promo code Sue. That's Sue Starbucks today.
He's so crazy. Okay, good night, everyone.
Ciao, ciao.